My name is Kevin Daniel Galindo Torres. I am 15 years old. Today is September 27, 2021, and I'm speaking with Gisela Torres Maginas, who is my mother. I am reading this interview in New York, the Bronx, 10472. The purpose of this interview is to learn more about our experience.
Bronx, New York. New York,
Bronx, New
York.
Is that? Yeah, was it? No. Our experience dealing with COVID-19. But first, tell me a little bit about yourself. What is your name?
My name is Gisela Torres. Gisela Torres.
When were you born?
Yo nací en marzo 10, en 1981.
She was born in March 10, 1981. I was born in... I am. It's no. Right there. When were you born? Where were you born? Where? Está bien. Don't worry. Aquí está. This is stop recording. So that. It's fine. Don't worry. Okay. Where were you born? I was born in.
Yo nací en Puebla, México, y crecí en Puebla, México. Tengo cuatro hijos.
So, she was born in Puebla, Mexico, and she has four kids. All right. Now, we shall begin. What was your experience dealing with COVID?
Bueno, mi experiencia fue un momento muy difícil en nuestras vidas porque mi familia y yo nos enfermamos de COVID-19 y no podíamos salir para agarrar medicamentos, comida. Pero gracias a familiares y amigos que nos proporcionaron comida y alimentos, nos recuperamos y estamos aquí todos. Agradecidos con nuestra familia que nos proporcionaron comida.
Que estamos bien y saludable. All right. In my experience, it was a very difficult time because, I worried about my family and for myself. We all got sick from COVID, and like we couldn't go out. We couldn't buy food. Like, it was too much of a risk to go outside. We couldn't buy food, we couldn't buy medications. But with the help of our family, they sent us medicine and food, and we're really grateful for that. You know, luckily we're all good now, you know. We're all healthy, safe. Yeah. I'm translating for, and when we were sick, like for me, I couldn't do much, and she couldn't do much either. ¿Qué pensaste? What did you think of people protesting against masks? ¿Qué pensaste de las personas que estaban protestando against usando las mascarillas?
Yo creo que las personas son inconscientes porque no están pensando en las demás personas que tienen problemas de salud, como que tienen un alto porcentaje de contraer el virus y que puedan recuperarse rápidamente. Entonces, creo que esas personas tienen que ser conscientes de que la mascarilla nos protege de este virus, ya que el virus se propaga, podemos contraerlo por la nariz, respirándolo. Entonces es necesario usar las mascarillas para protegernos a nosotros y proteger a las demás personas, nuestros familiares, nuestros amigos, pero sobre todo a las personas las personas mayores. Por eso es muy importante usar la mascarilla y seguirnos cuidando hasta que todos estén vacunados. Esa es mi recomendación, que sigamos usando las mascarillas.
Yeah. She said, basically what she said was like, she believes that it's not fair for that's not justified. Like, you're wrong for thinking that. It's like an act of selfishness. You know, you're not thinking about other people. You're only thinking about yourself, and you're putting other people at risk. You're putting older people at risk. People with underlying diseases. That's it.
Que mi recomendación es que sigamos usando las mascarillas.
She recommends that we keep using our masks. Yeah. Dispensamientos and mascarillas. What are your thoughts on masks?
Las mascarillas está comprobado que nos protegen. Que tenemos menos probabilidades de enfermarnos de COVID-19, ya que este virus se transmite vía respiratoria. Lo mejor, en mi opinión, es seguir usando las mascarillas para protegernos y proteger a nuestros seres queridos. Es mi recomendación.
She believes that masks are... No. What she said was that masks are... have been confirmed to lower risk of getting COVID, you know. And with that, like, COVID transfers through like the air, so like it's not like fully blocking the disease, but it's lowering the risk of you getting COVID and it's better than like having two people talking right next to each other than and to keep using masks. Mm-hmm. It's lower risk of getting COVID and keeping everybody safe. How did it affect you? ¿Cómo te afectó?
Bueno, por mucho tiempo, después de, recuperarnos de esta enfermedad. Y por mucho tiempo me sentía cansada. Por las noches sentía como un dolor en el pecho, como si me estuvieran picando con unas agujas. Un dolor en el pecho que me llegaba hasta los pulmones. Algunas veces me sentí muy preocupada de que no volviera a ser como antes, porque siempre he sido muy activa, me gusta correr, me gusta estar activa todo el tiempo. Entonces, cuando después de recuperarme, yo sentía que algo no andaba bien en mí, me sentía muy cansada con ese dolor en el pecho, pero gracias a Dios, como en 6 meses empecé a sentirme mejor y ahora me siento muy bien. Es por eso que en cuanto salió la vacuna del COVID-19, hice una cita para que me pusieran la primera dosis, luego la segunda. Después de ser vacunada, me siento protegida. Y sobre todo, a pesar de estar vacunada, seguía usando la mascarilla para protegerme a mí y a mi familia. Y bueno, mi recomendación es esa, de que se vacunen, que sigan usando las mascarillas, porque todavía hay riesgo de enfermarnos y seguir tomando muchas precauciones.
So, for a long time, she felt really tired, lots of chest pain. She felt like she was getting stabbed with a needle every time she was breathing. And that lasted for 6 months. Yeah, it's a lot. And when the vaccine first came out, she didn't hesitate to make an appointment. She didn't hesitate because she wanted us to be safe and like she wanted to go back to normal, like not having to worry about getting the disease again and going through all that all over again. She thought about herself and us. Yeah. And for that reason, she recommends the vaccine and to keep using our mask. You know, it's a terrible experience to like COVID. I remember for me, I couldn't talk for a while. It was hurting so much and I could barely, like, eating was a struggle and drinking water, like, that was a struggle too. I lost so much weight and then I gained it. But yeah, she recommends using the vaccine and not going through the whole process again. And yeah. ¿Recomiendas la vacuna? ¿Vacuna? ¿Do you recommend the vaccine?
Claro que recomiendo la vacuna para así proteger, que las personas se protejan de no enfermarse de COVID-19, ya que esta enfermedad es muy, muy mala. Mi recomendación es que se vacunen, protegidos y puedan abrazar a sus seres queridos. En mi experiencia, cuando yo estaba enferma, lo único que pensaba era que quería estar bien para mis hijos, para poder cuidar de ellos, verlos crecer. Es una enfermedad muy, muy, muy mala, que de verdad les recomiendo que se vacunen. Por favor, vacúnense.
Of course, you recommend the vaccine. It's not an experience you want to deal with. It was the worst, one of the worst times we've both experienced. And like, think about like other people, your loved ones, everybody. Like, imagine losing someone you love so much. It's terrible. So yeah, like get the vaccine and go. Okay, creo que ya terminamos.
Okay.
I think we're done. Ninguna pregunta para mí. Do you have any questions for me?
No.
No? So when for me like this, nothing related. When we got sick, she was out for a really long time and my dad was too. So I wasn't feeling good either, but you know, I cared a lot about them, so I took care a lot. Took care of my siblings a lot, and I feel like I grew as a person. You know, I took so much responsibility, and I did the most that I can to provide them. And like to this day, I still can't believe like we went through all of that. Such a like an experience you will never forget about. That I'll never forget about. And I remember we used to have like one part of our family that was like, that felt good in one room and like the sick ones in a different room. And that's how it was for like a good 2 months. And when the vaccines came out, she was the first to get one. And by then, we were all feeling a lot better. And the youngest, she was less than a year old, and she got COVID, and like, and really sad. And there was like really nothing you could do because she was less than a year old. Like, you can't really give a baby medicine. Like, yeah, that's all.
Sí, recuerdo eso que hubo un momento que las farmacias estaba vacío, no había medicamentos, no había nada. En ese momento fue que realmente me sentí preocupada porque no había medicamentos. Pero gracias a nuestra familia, amigos, que nos ayudaron, nos proporcionaron medicamentos y comida. Estamos aquí nuevamente. Y más unidos que nunca como familia.
So she remembers how when we were well, we went to pharmacies because we couldn't find anything, like no medicine. Everything was like out of stock. There was like nothing you could do about it. You just had to deal with it, and it was terrible. I had to get antibodies. But we had to pay for them. And it was just the worst. Like, I remember people fighting over toilet paper. And the news, there was like people fighting over toilet paper. It just wasn't a good time for everyone. And yeah. So thank you for your time. And ¿quería antes de que no?
No, okay. Gracias. Gracias, Kevin, por la entrevista. Y manténgase sanos, sigan tomando todas las medidas de seguridad. Tienen que seguir usando sus mascarillas. Por favor, vacúnense y bueno, que estén saludables. Gracias.
So take every precaution. Wear your mask. Keep your loved ones safe, everyone in the community. Yeah, and thank you. And bye, anyone watching from the future. And special shout out to Miss Nene, our social studies teacher. All right, bye. Say bye.
Bye.